Do you waste a lot of money? Not to worry. If you don't, the government will apparently do it for you. That's the thrust of a new report from the Federal Inspectors General.
And it's also the topic of a new piece in the Washington Guardian by executive editor John Solomon, who joins us live to talk more about it. John, your piece in today's paper focuses on solutions to spending problems at federal agencies that have never been implemented. So what is going on?
Yeah, this is worse than the dog ate my homework. I mean, because there's billions of dollars at stake here. So for years, the inspectors general, the internal watchdogs at federal agencies have been identifying ways we can save money. And some of them are big monies, like $2 billion, $3 billion savings. And all these ideas are stacking up on a runway, and no one's putting them into motion. And so as we head towards the fiscal cliff, people are saying, where's the money? Where can we make savings? And there are hundreds, literally hundreds of these solutions sitting on the table that haven't been implemented. They go back to 2004.
Wow. Well, we want to ask why, but let's talk about one egregious example, and that's the Transportation Department.
Yep. More than 600 solutions, and that little tab, that little meter of unfinished business has been growing. It was 400 8 months ago. It was 500 6 months ago. It's up to 600 unresolved fixes that could be put into agencies and save money inside the Transportation Department. Estimated savings, at least $2 billion that we could reclaim right now. And they're just sitting there waiting to be done with very little action. And the Inspector General decided to raise his hand and send a note to Congress saying, guess what? There's 600 unresolved fixes that could save taxpayers money today.
Where are the consequences here? I mean, if you're my boss, you tell me to do something, I completely walk away and ignore it. You fire me, most likely. Auditors issue solutions. They're never implemented. Who is someone paying the price for that?
You know, no one is, and I think that that's one of the consequences of the system. The inspector generals were set up to be these independent watchdogs, but at the end of the day, they don't have the authority to force their agencies to do smart things. In some cases, the agencies just tell them outright, we're not going to do what you say. Other times, they just put it on a back shelf circular, and it never gets done. And we talked to a couple of former inspector generals, and their advice was, listen, unless someone gets in their face, unless someone's constantly pressing these federal agencies, all these good ideas are going to go to waste.
Really, that's what it is. Sometimes there are ideas the agencies just don't like, and other times there's just no willingness to move forward.
That's it. Bureaucratic inertia. Everybody's got their checklist every day, and it seems like the IG's good ideas tend to fall to the bottom of these checklists.
All right. John Solomon of the Washington Guardian. Fascinating. And something that a lot of people know about and are very concerned about, and hopefully can get some movement going up on the Hill.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks. You too.